And God has burdened my heart tonight with a text in 2 Corinthians. If you'll stand with me in reverence to the Word of God, I'll start reading in verse 15 of chapter 4. Chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians, verse 15. The Bible said, "For all things are for your sakes." Now what about that? See, all things, good or bad, valleys or mountaintops, all things are for your sakes. Watch this. "That the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God." I mean, I want you to think about this tonight. What kind of glory does it bring God if we can thank Him for the valley? What kind of faith does it take to thank God for the burdens? Thank Him for the valleys that we go through. Because after all, didn't the Apostle Paul say that His strength is made perfect in our weakness? It's not when we're strong that the best work is being done, but when we're weak and when we need His strength. As a songwriter said, Brother Ralph, the choir sang, when we can lean on Him. Amen. Now, watch while I show you where the Lord deal in my heart. "For which cause we faint not." How many knows today that there are a lot of, I'm talking about, I don't know anybody's heart, but I believe there are a lot of genuine born-again believers that are fainting, Brother Steve. They're falling by the wayside. They're getting tired. I'm no one's judge. I know that some people, listen, profess to be saved and they're not saved. I'm well aware of that, and I'm not saying I know who and who ain't. That's just Scripture. The Bible tells us that. Many will say to me in that day, "Lord, Lord." But I do know this tonight. If you and I make it without fainting, it won't be because we're somebody. It'll be because we learned. And this is what's in the lesson tonight. We learned to trust the One. Amen. That when we couldn't even walk, would carry us through this journey of life. "For the which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish," here's the text, "yet the inward man is renewed." Look at this on the heels of this morning's message. This morning the key word was daily. Here, renewed, day by day. Not even week by week, but day by day. How many tonight, listen, I'm not trying to pick out anybody, but how many, when you just miss a prayer meeting, it feels like it's an eternity to the next? I'm telling you, I think that's a good thing in the hearts of God's people. Amen. And you miss a Sunday and a prayer meeting laying at home with the flu, it feels like you ain't been in church for 6 months. Amen. I like it like that. I pray that I can make it to heaven and be found faithful as long as I possibly can be in the house of God. He said the inward man is renewed day by day. And then the Apostle Paul, he said, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment." If you live to be 100 years old, the affliction is just a little moment in time, working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While Paul said, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." I believe this may have been at least part of the text when Brother Jason preached his first message. It just came back to me. He preached on, "Don't look at what you see." You remember that? I'll never forget that title. That was just one that stuck. I was like, "You nut? How can I not look at what I see?" Amen? But anyway, I thought it was good. Sit down and pray with us, would you please? Father, thank You for Your Word. Thank You for Your people. Thank You for the blessed Holy Spirit. I pray, Father, that Jesus would just help us in these moments together tonight. Touch our voice and touch our physical being, that we, Lord, would not be obnoxious to You people, But God, I pray tonight that you would give us clarity of thought, clarity of speech. God, that we could be a blessing to your precious people tonight. And God, we'll give you glory because, Lord, you're worthy. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to just give you some things that I believe day by day need to be renewed in our lives. And I picked this up in the scripture. The first thing I would mention tonight is a renewed altar. A beloved A-L-T-A-R. A place to get alone with God. A place to talk to the Lord. In 2 Chronicles chapter 15 and verse number 8, and when Asa heard these words, the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and put away the abominable idols out of the land of Judah and Benjamin and out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim, and he renewed the altar of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord. I tell you tonight, maybe we'd be honest and maybe we wouldn't, but I tell you tonight, if we'd be honest, I believe we'd understand and be able to admit tonight, it's a battle to keep that altar fresh. It's a battle to keep that altar hot, amen, for the Lord, and to keep the fire burning. Can I get an amen tonight? I'm telling you, beloved, if we're not careful, we'll rush off into the day. And what God is saying, if we're going to be renewed day by day, one of the things we need to concentrate on is our time with Him and reconcentrate on renewing that altar. I have an illustration or two I'd like to share with you as we go through the message tonight. The first one has to do with this thing of prayer. Although the apathy of some Christians and the wickedness of society are discouraging, we should pray and remain confident. How many of you get discouraged when you see what's going on in our country? When you see what's going on even in our town, the town of Kingsport, and in our state, the state of Tennessee? We should pray and remain confident. William Wilberforce was a great Christian philanthropist and a vigorous opponent of the slave trade in England during the early 1800s. As he surveyed the terrible moral and spiritual climate of his day, he did not lose hope. He wrote, "My own solid hopes for the well-being of my country depend not so much on her navies or armies, nor on the wisdom of her rulers, nor on the spirit of her people, as on the persuasion that she still contains many who love and obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. I believe that their prayers may yet prevail." Listen to me tonight. Is there anybody in the house tonight that believes God can take the prayers of a remnant, no matter how big or how small, and change things for the glory of God Almighty? He said, he's talking about a renewed altar, renewed day by day. Within a few years after he made this statement, the country that he loved experienced one of the greatest revivals in modern times, bringing salvation to thousands and producing widespread social changes. I just say tonight, listen, if we're not careful, we give up too easily in this area of prayer. And listen, God wants us not just to talk to Him, but to believe Him, to believe that He can and that He wants to do something for our country. He can and He wants to do something for our church. He can and He wants to do something, beloved, for our people. I want you to think about this. Brian Edwards said, in revival, the minds of the people are concentrated upon the things of eternity, and there is an awareness that nothing else really matters. Isn't that the truth? I'm telling you, beloved, only these things. I think that's why Paul was able to say, our light affliction. I'm talking about a man that's been shipwrecked, a man that's been beaten with stripes, 39 save one, I'm talking about three times like that. I'm talking about a man that was in perils of countrymen, in perils on the shore, in the sea. I'm talking about a man that was stoned, left outside the city for dead. They thought he was dead, a dead man, and he may very well have died. Amen. He said, caught up into the third heaven and saw things that were not lawful to be uttered, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. And this man, beloved, said, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. If we're not careful tonight, we'll not see the need for that renewed altar in our life. That someone said, never give up praying for a spiritual awakening. Jesus taught that we should always pray and not faint. Amen. Let's follow the example of others who prayed until revival came. In the spring of 1904, a young Welshman named Evan Roberts was repeatedly awakened to pray from 1 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the morning. And by November, a powerful spiritual awakening was spreading throughout Wales. I'm just telling you, listen, you say, Pastor, things have changed. True, but God hasn't changed. Amen. The throne of grace hasn't changed. The Bible said, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace so we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. So a renewed altar is the first thing God wanted me to mention tonight in the message. And then secondly, a renewed strength. Listen to what the Bible said. Do you ever feel weak? Do you ever feel spiritually weak? Listen, there's some in our congregation tonight that's got some years on them. Sometimes we get physically weak, do we not? And we get faint, amen, on the Lord. I don't know what's happening to me. My son said, you need to get checked out. I said, well, I don't know about that, son. He said, Dad, something ain't right. I had the flu. I got up one night, and I was sitting there in the recliner because I couldn't lay down without coughing my head off. I started feeling lightheaded. I said, I better get into bed. Bad move. I got up and went around behind the recliner, and the next thing I know, I was on the floor. Lights out. Amen. And when I come to, I was just smacking the floor and hollering, Eve. Eve, she said, I heard you hit the floor. Amen. When something this big hits the floor, it kind of makes a noise. Amen. But I'm just telling you, beloved, listen, we're fighting all kinds of viruses, all kinds of junk in this world. But listen, we cannot afford physically or spiritually to faint on God. And God wants to give us strength. He said, they that wait upon the Lord shall, here's the word, renew, day by day, renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. In Psalm 103 and verse 5, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. It is God that can give us strength, amen, and renew our strength. I want to give you this tonight. Brother Don can't even get to the car now without being short of breath. That's with oxygen. I shared that, I think, a little bit with the church this morning. Miss Linda was here. But I'll tell you what he said to me in a text message when I was in Illinois. He said, it looks like my ministry now, Brother Vinoy, is a ministry of intercession. You say, Pastor, what are you saying? I'm saying, maybe he can't get to the car. Maybe he can't get to the church house. But thank God he's got enough strength, and he knows it, to get to the throne of grace and pray for the pastor and pray for the church and pray for the sinners and pray for those that, beloved, are sick. Aren't you glad tonight, thank God, that, listen, that somebody has the spirit like that, not to give up, not to faint, amen, but to go on for the glory of God. I'd ask you tonight to pray. He's going to be seeing a new, different, new pulmonologist in January. And I don't know who his pulmonologist is right now, but I do know this. There's some things gone haywire in our medical system. Amen. And I do know this too, in case you haven't figured it out. If you've got some years on you, they don't care quite as much about you. Amen. And I thank God, beloved, we have a Savior that cares about us. It don't matter how old we are. God said you can renew your strength. Renew that altar, amen, and talk to the Lord. Watch this now. I will give you this, a renewed spirit. Now, I want you to think about what I'm going to give you tonight. couple of examples here. In Titus chapter 3, the Bible said, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy hath he saved us. That fits real good, Sister Tanita, with that song. The washing of regeneration, watch this, and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Did you know that sometimes, beloved, our spirit needs to be renewed. That reminds me, Brother John, of what that guy said in that tent meeting. Oh, God, eliminate his mind. No, Lord, don't remove the spirit. Renew the spirit in us. Amen. That guy's praying for the preacher and asked God to eliminate his mind. Brother John said the preacher's over and said, oh, God, please don't do that. Don't do that. He meant to say illuminate, amen, his mind. But watch this tonight. The Bible said, listen, in Psalm chapter 51, David was getting his heart right with God. Listen to me carefully tonight. David was a man after God's own heart. David, not only did he mess up with Bathsheba, but he messed up when he numbered the people and he rebelled against God. But I'm going to tell you something right now. If a man after God's own heart could get in a place where he needs a right spirit renewed in him, you better believe that you and I can get in a place where we need a right spirit renewed in us. Watch this now. He said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. I'm going to tell you something tonight. If you'd be honest, and I'd be honest, there have been some times in our Christian life when our spirit wasn't lining up with God's spirit. Say amen. And when we thought things or said things, or harbored things that we had no business harboring in our hearts and in our lives. And David come to that place when he said, renew a right spirit within me. Ephesians 4:23 said, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Colossians chapter number 3 and verse 10, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him. Think about that tonight. God worked through a testimony of a young believer. Her name was Flory Evans. When Pastor Joseph Evans asked for testimonies, I want you to listen to this. Oh, this is real deep. Flory arose with a trembling voice and said, I love Jesus with all my heart. She had that right spirit. And the Word of God, or this illustration said, God used this to melt the hearts of many others. Because I tell you, at any given time in a meeting just like this, there may be those who love Jesus with all their heart, but there may be those, beloved, who need a work done in their heart and in their life. My pastor was preaching. I hadn't been saved long. He told about a young man in North Carolina that came to the altar, and he got up off the altar, and he started lapping the church, literally just running around the church. The pastor said about the third time he lapped the church, he said, I caught him by the arm in front of the communion table and said, son, I just got to know, what is God doing in your life? He said, he's cutting down trees, preacher. He's cutting down trees. He said, what are you talking about? He said, there was a root of bitterness in my life, and it grew up into a big old tree, and God is cutting down the trees in my life tonight. I say, hallelujah. There was a young man that was willing, beloved, to get right with God and have a right spirit renewed. By the way, beloved, after David prayed that, he said, He said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners will be converted unto thee. I tell you, to try to do the work of God without the right spirit is, listen, not going to work. Amen. We need that right spirit renewed in us. The Bible said renewed day by day. Then I'll give you this, and I'm finished tonight in the message. A renewed mind. You remember what the Bible said in the book of Romans chapter 12. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Watch this. It's reasonable, which is your reasonable service. And then he said, be not conformed to this world. How many knows what Jell-O is? You know what? The world's got a mold, and it's trying to get us to jump over there in it and look just like the world and fit right just like the world. You remember that's one of the things the children of Israel, they wanted a king so they could be like the rest of the world. Beloved, God's people are different. We're unique, amen. The Bible said we're a peculiar people. The Bible said come out from among the world and be a separate people, saith the Lord. Well, the Bible said there, but how did the verse go? I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Here it is. And be not conformed to this world. We don't belong in that mold. But be it transformed, here's the word, by the renewing of your mind. I'll say this, Brother Jason, I remember one of the first message he preached on Fox News. My daughter heard it on the internet, and she said, hallelujah, amen. Brother Jason talked about watching too much Fox News, and my daughter called me and said, you tell that man. I said, hallelujah, amen. Watch this now. Fox News ain't going to renew your mind. The Kingsport Times ain't going to renew your mind. There's nothing on NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, you know, the Communist News Network. There's nothing on any of those things, beloved, that's going to renew your mind. But I'm going to tell you, this book will renew your mind. This book, Brother Junior, will keep us thinking the way we're supposed to be thinking. It'll keep our affections on things above and not on things on the earth. Listen, don't you get caught in that trap this Christmas that so many are caught in. Don't you get caught being miserable because you're running so fast here, running so fast there. Say amen. Boy, I tell you, let's get our eyes on Jesus and get our hearts fixed on Him. And let's love one another. Let's find somebody that we can help, amen, along the way. And I believe with all my heart God will bless that by the renewing of your mind. The Bible said here, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish. How many knows the outward man's perishing? Yet the inward man, there's a part of us. Boy, it'd be good sometime, amen, if we could take a pill that would renew the outward man. Amen. That would erase arthritis, erase wrinkles, make our hair the right color, or just make our hair. Amen. I mean, there's a fellow in the first church I pastored, 80 years old at the time. He said, Pastor, I could have saved my hair if I'd have just known it. I said, how's that, brother? He said, in a box. I'll tell you what's the truth, amen. This outward man's not getting renewed. But God said, don't worry so much about him. Worry about that inward man. Needs to be renewed day by day. Brother Michael, there've been some discouraging days through this mess, ain't they? You're wanting to take a step and go that way and find yourself laying down back that way. The only hope I had for you when you was going through all that is if you hit anything, it'd be your head. I knew you'd be all right, amen. If you just hit your head and didn't hit nothing, ain't that a friend, amen. I'm just kidding, Brother Michael, and he knows it. But beloved, every one of us, Brother Gary, there's some discouraging days watching your wife just sit there in a recliner and dwindle and melt away. There's some discouraging days. And if we don't get in this book and renew our minds and renew what the Bible talked about there, our spirit and our strength, it all begins with renewing that altar in our lives. Take time, the songwriter said, and it's a truth to be holy. Speak oft with thy Lord. Amen. I believe if we'll do that, God will help us to renew our strength day by day. The outward man's perishing, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. That's hard to see sometimes when we're down here. But I believe, Brother Steve, it's one of the things that's going to make heaven heaven. I believe, Brother Junior, it'll be more than a song when we walk through the gate. That song said, it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. It'll be more than a song, honey. It's going to be a reality. We're going to understand then in the by and by that, beloved, this light affliction, it just for a moment worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. We're headed in towards Christmas. Let's look, not look so much at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. The things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. How many is glad you come tonight? Daily this morning, and then renewed tonight, day by day. God help Pastor not to faint. God help you not to faint. Amen. God help us all, beloved, to keep on keeping on for the glory of God. Not to give up on revival. Not to give up on our loved ones. Not to give up on our country. Our country's in trouble, young'uns. If you don't know it, your head's in the sand. We're in trouble. I mean, when you can stand up and just with an honest look on your face and without cracking a smile and say, the border is secure. I mean, just lie like a yellow dog. Amen. Fentanyl coming across by the truckloads. A terrorist coming across. And people illegally crossing. Listen, truckloads wouldn't even get it. Plane loads, bus loads, train loads wouldn't even get it. Every day of our life. It's not sustainable. But listen, we're headed out. And while we're here, let's not think about those things. Let's set our affections on things above, not on things on the earth. A lady told me one time, well, I should rephrase that. I'm going to rephrase that. A woman. There's a difference between a woman and a lady, if you ain't figured it out. A woman told me one time, I got through preaching, shaking hands at the back door. She said, you're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. That's what she told me. I'm going to tell you, you can say whatever you want to, Brother Steve, but when somebody says something like that to you, I'll give her credit for this. She didn't say it to somebody else, to somebody else, to somebody else before it come back to me. She said it right to my face. I will give her credit for that. Found out just a few weeks later that she was having an affair with somebody at the college. She's way up in years, too, decided to go back to college. But I'm going to tell you this. The truth was, Brother Michael, not that I was so heavenly minded, I was no earthly good. The truth was, she was so earthly minded, she was no heavenly good. That was the truth of the matter, amen. And I'm going to tell you tonight, God wants His people to be heavenly minded. He wants us to set our affections on things above. I believe, like I read in that illustration a while ago, that young lady stood up and said, I love Jesus with all of my heart. And when revival broke out, you know what that tells me, Brother Ralph? It tells me the Spirit of God bore witness. It's one thing to say words, but the Spirit of God bore witness. And people around her knew it was true. She loved Jesus with all of her heart. It means glad you come. I'll see you Wednesday night, right?